20 minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
Oh, it's time for another rousing edition of Pack-A-Day, your 24/7, 365 day a year Pack-A-Day podcast. I'm Jake Turner for PackersTalk.com, and joining me is, of course, my co-host, my partner in crime. Ah, the heck with it. When I get married someday, I'm going to invite him to the wedding. He's Mark Eckel of BobMcGinnFootball.com. Mark, how you doing?
I'm good, Jake. Anytime soon?
No, not anytime soon, man. It's going to be a while.
Everybody does that when you get married. You have a save the date thing.
Only from friends. Only from friends. You're not the only one said, do you got a date yet? It's like, I don't have a woman yet. Let's go. All right. So it's March 2nd, 2018. You're having your morning coffee right now with us here on Pack-A-Day. We're going to get into Mark's list of the top 10 free agents that the Packers should be looking at, plus the latest update on Muhammad Wilkerson and so much more. And this is, ladies and gentlemen, this is a podcast where you are not going to find one bit about the NFL Combine, about numbers, or anything like that. We're going to stick to the old school stuff. So here we go. All right, so some breaking news came in about a couple of hours ago. ESPN reports that Muhammad Wilkerson and the Green Bay Packers have, quote, mutual interest in returning. Mark, would you pull the trigger on Muhammad Wilkerson?
Yes. We actually talked about this a couple weeks ago, and it's got to be on another one-year deal, a very small base salary, and then loaded up with clauses that if he has a good year, he'll make. Like last year, he was, what, 1 year, $5 million, I believe, right?
Yes, he was a $5 million deal. Yeah.
Right, I'm not giving him $5 million because he's coming off a bad injury. I'm giving him 1 year, maybe $1 million, and then load it up with if he gets X amount of sacks, X amount of quarterback pressures, X amount of tackles for loss, even playing time. If he plays, every game, he gets home. So if he does, if he has a very good year, he can get back to that $5 million that he earned last year. If he's only a part time player, then he makes maybe $2 million or $3 million, whatever it is. But yeah, I think the Packers' defensive line is the one area that probably needs the least amount of attention this offseason.
Agreed.
Kenny Clark's, probably the best player on the defense right now. Mm-hmm. Mike Daniels isn't what he was, but he's still a pretty good player. I think you saw Dean Lowry come into his own a little bit last year as not a star by any means, but a good, solid, third or fourth defensive lineman. I think I liked a lot of what I saw out of Tyler Lancaster last year.
That was my guy right there.
I think he's only going to get better and better, and can be a very good backup, if not a decent, three or four guy, kind of like his old college roommate, Dean Lowry. And then I'm forgetting somebody. Oh, and then Montrevious Adams, who I was ready to give up on. The light bulb finally came on a little bit the last three or four or five games of the season, where he looks like, not what they had hoped for out of a third-round pick, but a guy that could give you some quality snaps during the course of the game. So now if you add a Mo Wilkerson to that list, not even the line, that's something I don't even have to worry about draft or free agency.
And it's also this too, Mark. I'm glad you brought up Montrevious Adams, because you could just tell the difference between Dom Capers' staff and Mike Pettine's staff. And he was able to keep Jerry Montgomery, who did a good job at the D-line last year. He's going to do it again this year. And I think you're right. I think if they sign Wilkerson, good. We're good. And we don't need any more help on the defensive line. Let's focus on what we need to, which is the linebackers, the safeties, and go from there. So, Mark, right now, so let's get into this. This is your first annual. You're doing this for the first time. Your first annual top 10 free agents that the Green Bay Packers should be looking at. So, Mark, do you have any honorable mentions, or do you just want to go into number 10?
Well, I'm going to do it by position, if you don't mind.
Go for it. All right, start it off. The floor is yours.
Let's look at edge rusher first.
All right, edge rusher.
There's a lot of them out there, but I don't think a lot of them are going to make it out there.
Okay.
The one I would want, and again, I don't know if he's going to make it, but it's Clowney from Houston. He would be my number one. I can't imagine the Texans are going to let him walk, but they have some other guys they have to think about, you know, if they don't come to a deal with him or they don't tag him, that's a guy I think the Packers have to at least put a phone call in and see what the price is and get involved. Another guy on that same, and again, he could be tagged as well, is Clark from Seattle, Frank Clark.
Oh, there we go.
I read today that Seattle, Pete Carroll was quoted as saying, you know, we really want him back. And of course they do. But Seattle also has a lot of other players they have to, you know, try to re-sign or keep or whatever they got to do. So, again, edge rushers are hard to come by because there, you know, there's only so many good ones out there. Like D Ford, I don't know, Kansas City's not letting him go. That's a guy that I really
That's
want.
Not happening.
It looks like he's going to get tagged or they're going to re-sign him. They're actually looking to trade Justin Houston.
Yes, they are. They are shopping him.
And I really don't. I thought I wanted him, but he's gotten up in age, and there's some injuries, and he makes a lot of money, and so I don't think I wanted as much as I thought I did.
Mark, last 6 years, Justin Houston has been injured and has missed at least five or more games. And it's sad to say that, but it's true. I like what you're saying about Jadeveon Clowney, but the Texans said that's their first priority. But, I mean, at least put in a phone call, that's a good one. I would also make an argument for Preston Smith because Kirk Olivia Dotti was there, and he was one of the ones that worked with the outside linebackers coach, and I think Mike Smith would like that. Kind of a cheaper kind of version as well.
Is he worth it though? I mean, is he? I don't want to overpay for a guy like that.
No, you wouldn't overpay for a guy like that. You would give him probably like about, I don't know, a $6-7 million a year kind of thing. Now, he's not worth that right now. He's only making, I think he's making like $775,000 or something right now with the Redskins. I mean, Washington.
He's young. There is some upside there. I had him on the list, but he would have been honorable mention, as you said.
Okay.
Honorable mention.
All right, next position.
Let's move to the position I think is even more, I won't say more important, but a player I think, a position I feel the Packers must address in free agents.
Shoot.
And that's safety. I know a lot of people want to draft a safety. I don't. I don't need any more young players in my secondary. The Packers secondary is young enough with Alexander and Jackson and King and Brown. And I mean, they're young. It's a good young group of corners.
Couldn't agree more.
In my opinion, they don't need another rookie starting at safety, because let's be honest, rookies make mistakes. And there's enough mistakes that could be made in that secondary already. I need a guy that's been in the game, that knows the game, that can help the young guy. So I'm going to draft an edge rusher. I'm going to draft maybe even an inside linebacker. I'm going to draft some offensive players. I want to solve my problem of safety with a veteran. And there's a bunch of them. I'm going to give you four.
All right. I got a good feeling. Go ahead.
Here's the four, and I'm going to put them in order.
Okay.
How I would want.
Okay.
Landon Collins from the New York Giants.
Very expensive.
And he's not coming back. He cleaned out his locker.
Yeah.
The Giants aren't going to tag him, and it doesn't look like they're going to even try to re-sign him. So he's going to be out there. I like him a lot. Always did love him in Alabama. He makes plays. That's what I like about him. And the Packers, that was the glaring, as much as the defense improved last year under Mike Patton, as you point out all the time, what they didn't do was cause turnovers. They didn't
get
any interceptions. They didn't force. Landon Collins will get you some turnovers. So he makes big plays. He gets some interceptions. He forces fumbles. When he's asked to blitz, he can get to the quarterback. He's a perfect safety in a Mike Patton defense, in my opinion. So he would be my number one.
Okay.
A close number two would be Earl Thomas of Seattle. I don't think I have to tell you what Earl Thomas can do. Great leader on and off the field. Pro Bowl player of several years. The last member of the Legion of Boom, I guess, in Seattle, right?
Yeah, but also, I mean, I hate to rain on your parade with this, but the Fort Worth Star-Telegram reported that Earl Thomas wants to be paid as the highest paid safety in the NFL, and Eric Berry is currently that with a 6-year, $78 million deal. So I don't see the Packers, you know, for it all.
I wouldn't give that kind of money. But
no, that's absurd. Yeah.
I mean, he wants to be I want to hit the lottery tomorrow. I don't get him to do it.
Yeah, what were your winning numbers last night? No, I'm kidding.
I mean, again, I put him on a list. He's somebody in the after, you know.
Okay.
I'd rather have Powell's anyway, to be honest with you, but that's why he was second.
All right.
Another guy, here's a guy that I wanted last year, and they never even, they didn't talk to him, and he went on, he left Arizona and went to Houston, and that's my man, the Honey Badger.
Tyrann Mathieu.
I love him. He moved to safety last year. He signed a 1-year deal with Houston. I thought a pretty good job.
Mm-hmm.
Again, he's a playmaker. He's all over the field. The Packers need playmakers in that secondary. They need guys that can force some turnovers. That was a problem last year. I like him. I liked him in Arizona. He's a little bit of a character. But I think he'd fit well. I think the Packers could use a guy like him. That's all I'll say about that. And then fourth, this guy's a little bit lower on the list, but he's only 26 years old. He's been on last couple of years his team's been down, but Trey Boston from the Arizona Cardinals. He's a second thought guy. He's not in the category of, Collins and Thomas or even Honey Badger, but listen, if you can get him at a good price, and maybe he wants to get out of Arizona, and they have a new coaching staff coming in, maybe he's not their guy. I would give him a long look. I would. He's a guy I'd be very interested in at safety. So there's four safeties.
All right. So let's remind the Pack-A-Day audience currently. So your pick number one was Landon Collins. Number two was Earl Thomas. Number three, Tyrann Mathieu, and number four, Trey Boston. I like the list. I had Calvin Watkins of The Athletic. He covers the Cowboys, and he actually had a list kind of similar to that. But the one that really gets to me the most, so I think this would be a bullseye, would be Tyrann Mathieu. He's coming off a one-year, $7 million deal. He had one of his best seasons probably since his rookie year with Arizona, and he would be on the cheap, be able to get a solid contract out of it, and, there's a lot of respect with Mike Pettine as a whole in the NFL, and I'm sure Tyrann Mathieu will be able to fit in that system, in that scheme. So I like that one. And then the Trey Boston, I'd have no issue. I wanted him last year, and hopefully the Packers pull the trigger on it.
So. Yeah, I would like anyone. I'll take anyone. Collins is my favorite. Thomas, like you said, if he wants that kind of money, then
too much.
Talk to him, but say, no, that's not good. And he's probably going to head to the Cowboys. It sounds like he wants to play in Dallas anyway.
But he doesn't want the hometown discount.
Apparently he doesn't. Once I was paid, he's not giving any kind of discount.
Speaking about hometown, this is your Pack-A-Day podcast here on Saturday, March 2nd, 2019. I'm Jake Turner of PackersTalk.com, along with Mark Eckel of BobandGetFootball.com. He's going through position to position in some of his free agency moves that the Green Bay Packers should make. Let's go on to the next position, Mark.
Okay. I'm going to go in a position that people don't talk about much.
Okay.
With the Packers, but I think it's a glaring need, and I'm going to draft one and some. I think it's an inside linebacker.
Inside linebacker.
The inside linebacker position is very important in Mike Pettine's defense. We've said this over and over. In Mike Pettine's defense, the inside linebackers are just as important as the outside linebackers. He asks them to. They'll blitz a lot. They have to cover. They have to do a lot of things. And right now, the guys the Packers have, Oren Burks is a guy, he was a good special teams player as a rookie, but he really either didn't pick up the defense or something was wrong because he couldn't get on the field defensively. So, I hope the light bulb comes on the second year and maybe he develops a little bit, but I'm not going to wait and hope. I'm going to go out and get an inside linebacker. And I have three of them that I want to talk about. One is by one of my favorite players in the league, and a guy that, it's going to be tough to get him out of where he is, but again, if they don't tag him, if they don't re-sign him, I'm on the phone with him. That's C.J. Mosley from the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
Just from that reaction, I tend to think you kind of like him too.
Oh, I'm a huge C.J. Mosley fan. I'm a fan of anybody that plays linebacker for the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay, all right. I like Alabama linebackers too. He's really, he was a guy. I know the Packers and during his draft year, the Packers were very interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And he went a couple spots. Baltimore, I think, picked about four or five spots ahead of the Packers that year, and selected him. So he is a free agent. They haven't re-signed him yet. I know they want to keep him. Of course they do, but who knows? I
mean, it'll be big money.
Well, I thought that he'd be worth every penny.
Yeah, no question.
Be my number one guy of all, to be honest with you. I think he's that good a player. Right. There's two other guys that you could probably get at a bargain, and there's a reason, is that they both have had injuries. And I don't like signing guys that have had injuries because, you know, if they get injured again, it's your own fault for signing them. But if you can get them at a good rate, I think you can, and either one of them stays healthy, you're going to get a heck of a player.
You're not going to offend anybody, Mark. Go for it.
Jordan Hicks from the Philadelphia Eagles and Denzel Perryman from the Los Angeles Chargers.
Love that one.
Which one, Perryman?
Perryman. Always been a big fan of him back in college.
He ended last year. He had a terrible hamstring injury. Mm-hmm. You have to be, and this is where you have to trust your medical staff to look these guys over and say, okay, it's not that serious. You know, he'll heal up, and by training camp, he's going to be fine. Perryman's, he's a good inside linebacker, good 3-4 inside linebacker. Jordan Hicks, I happen to know a little bit more about because I covered him his first couple of years with the Eagles. He's a guy that when the Eagles drafted him out of Texas, they got him in the third round because of he had some injuries in college as well. He had a great rookie year for Eagles, and they played a 3-4. When the Eagles drafted him, they were playing a 3-4, and he played inside linebacker in the 3-4. He made a bunch of big plays. He had 5 interceptions for you as a linebacker. When's the last time a Packer linebacker had 5 interceptions?
Been a long time.
Exactly. When's the last time any Packer had 5 interceptions, right?
Let's go back to the 60s, everybody.
He's an excellent coverage linebacker. He can blitz when asked. He had a couple sacks as well. He forced some fumbles. This guy makes plays. Now, his biggest flaw, and it's a big one, is he can't stay on the field. He's gotten hurt. Like I said, he had that real good rookie year. Then he got hurt his second year. Then he went into third year. He had a decent third year. He again missed a couple games. And then last year, now here's the thing. Eagles switched. It is in that third year they switched over to a 4-3 defense. And he played middle. And he's not really – he did okay. He did okay. He wasn't bad at it. But in my opinion, he's a much better fit in a 3-4. Than he is in a 4-3. He just is. He just fits better. His coverage ability is highlighted more. He's the kind of guy that you want. But as a matter of fact, when the Eagles went to a 4-3 and they put him in the middle, I used to write stories saying he's being miscast here. He should be the weak side linebacker in a 4-3, not a middle linebacker. Because you want him in space. This is the kind of guy that he can run around and make plays for you. You don't want him like in that phone booth kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? I've also been told the Eagles are not going to re-sign him. The Eagles have very little cap space, and I think they realize what I just said, that Hicks is a better fit in a 3-4. So,
Mark, what happened was actually on Friday the Eagles agreed to a contract worth $12 to $14 million a year with defensive end and linebacker Brandon Graham. So. That little bit of cap space you just talked about, foosh, gone.
What's that?
That cap space you just talked about?
Well, no. They actually have to, in order to fit Graham under, Graham hasn't actually signed yet. They agreed to terms.
No, not yet. No, he can't sign until 2 weeks from now. But right. they have the agreed to terms. Yes, you're right.
I know. But what I'm trying to tell you is when he does sign that, mm-hmm. Eagles are going to have to cut a guy in order to get him.
Jordan Hicks.
So they're no Hicks isn't cut. Hicks is a free agent. The Eagles are going to either cut Tim Jernigan or Nelson, or they're going to try to trade Nelson Aguilar, or they're going to try to redo some other deals because what Graham's signing is going to put them over the cap. So anyway, getting back to my point, Jordan Hicks is going to be available. He's going to be available, and if he's smart, which he is, he's a very smart kid, he's going to want to go to a 3-4 team because I think he realizes he's a better player and a 3-4 defense than he is in a 4-3 defense. So there's my three.
All right. So
my most wanted guy I love, Perryman, I like as well. And Jordan Hicks is kind of a sleeper. If he can ever stay healthy and play 16 games, I think you're getting a very, very good player.
All right. So we got C.J. Mosley, Jordan Hicks, and Denzel Perryman. I think Perryman would be my favorite. I think Mosley will just be a bit too expensive for the Packers, but I understand where you're coming from here, and maybe they might make a splash. Never know.
I'm about too expensive. Okay. They got $38 million already, without if they don't cut anybody.
Too true. It just depends on how much they'll do with Randall Cobb, because his cap hit was 12.5. So
he's gone.
There you go. Well, he hasn't been cut officially yet, though. So keep that in mind. But it is going to happen down the road.
Jake, he's a free agent. You don't have to cut him.
Oh, he's a free agent.
He doesn't count against your cap. If you want to re-sign him, fine. I really don't. But guys that are unsigned don't count against your cap. Packers have $38 million to spend. You want to spend it all on Randall Cobb? God bless them. But they have $38 million.
That's according to OverTheCap.com. Let's keep that in mind. All right, Mark, next position, or is that all you got?
I have two more. I have two more offensive linemen for you.
Two more, okay. All right.
One that you and I mentioned in the past, and that's Roger Saffold of the Rams.
Yes.
The Rams have, I believe I read it, the Rams have like three offensive linemen that are all free agents. I can't imagine that they're going to be able to keep them all.
Well, what the news was is that they're letting five of the Rams start going through free agency. So that's Roger Saffold, Ndamukong Suh, and Dante Fowler. That was one of the big three that they decided to say, okay, start looking around. So
they can't keep everybody.
No, they can't. And, if they lose Saffold, that could be a problem. But, it would be huge for the Packers. Like I said, when I wrote this on PackersTalk.com, Saffold has really come to life since being a Ram. He's done a good job, and they need that help in the interior of the offensive line. That would be a good one for the Packers to at least look at least go for a phone call.
I'm not saying they're going to. Obviously, they're not going to sign all. I would be thrilled if they signed two of these 10.
Okay.
But he's a guy that I'd look at. You got to talk to, see what the price is, and take it from there. This is a guy that, not going to cost you a fortune, but he would be an upgrade at right guard, and that's Quentin Spain of Tennessee Titans.
Intriguing. Go for it.
26 years old, still young. He won't be 27 until the start of the season. Not a big name. That's why you can probably get him. He was restricted last year, and the Titans gave him the one-year deal. Will they keep him? I don't know. They probably will. Have experience. Like I said, not a great wow. This won't be one of those wow signings, but it'll be one of those signs you're like, they signed this guy, and then you look around, and all of a sudden this guy's playing right guard for you for the next five years, and you're pretty happy with him.
Okay. Wow.
So that's my one.
No, that's your 10, actually, because you talked about Muhammad Wilkerson, so we wanted to make sure that came in. All right, so let's go down this line one more time. On your 10, you said Muhammad Wilkerson, of course, come back for a cheaper deal. Your safeties were Landon Collins, Earl Thomas, Tyrann Mathieu, and Trey Boston. Your linebackers were C.J. Mosley, Jordan Hicks, and Denzel Perryman. And your offensive linemen were Roger Saffold and Quentin Spain for the Tennessee Titans. Mark, do you have any other free agents, or is that it? All right. Well, final thoughts here before we say good day.
I don't know. It's going to be a different offseason for the Packers. I was talking to a friend of mine about this, that through the years, this time of year, if you're a Packer fan, you worried it more. You knew they weren't going to sign any free agents because it wasn't what they did. So you didn't even look at free agent list because why would you? They weren't going to sign any of them. And what you worried more about was which one of our free agents are they going to let go? Like, are they going to keep this guy? Are they going to not keep that guy? I know Randall Cobb's been a great Packer for a lot of years and he's had a great, nice career. Clay Matthews is going to be in the Packer Hall of Fame one day. I don't care if they sign either one of them.
I wouldn't either.
It's time to move on from these guys. It really is. It's, I mean,
well, Mark, it's a cold business.
They're both on the downside of their careers right now. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not going to bounce back. This is it. I mean, once you start going down, that's the way the ball rolls. I mean, so I mean, there really isn't one Packer free agent that I would care less if they lost or signed. Is there one that you really want back?
Maybe Bulaga. At the general manager spot, it's at the salary cap. It's at the moves that they're making. It feels different in Green Bay, and for once, I'm actually welcoming the change. Why not? Plant the seeds of change. Let's see how this offseason goes. It's going to be a crazy one. There are going to be cuts, and you're just going to have to deal with it. It just happens. I mean, they had the same thing with Jordy Nelson last year, and you're going to have it with Randall Cobb this year. It just happens this way. It's business in the NFL, per usual.
Oh, yeah, life goes on. I mean,
yep.
Like I said, Randall Cobb and Clay Matthews were two great Green Bay Packers. Matthews, no question. Cobb might be in a Packer Hall of Fame one day.
He
but
will.
But their time has come. I mean, if Clay wants to come back on a real friendly deal.
Cheap deal.
Well, maybe I'll bring him back. But he probably doesn't want to do that. But his days of getting 10 sacks are done. He can't do that anymore. He can't. He hasn't done it. You know, he's become just a... Now, I read this somewhere.
All right, real quick.
And it kind of interests me. If Matthews wants to come back and play inside linebacker, I'd have to think about it.
That'd be intriguing.
I think he could be a decent... But I'm totally... But Bob McGinnis has written a few times that he doesn't think Clay wants to do that. So if he doesn't want to do it, then he's not going to do it.
Then move on. Right. And as usual, then, Mark, we're going to have to move on here, too. But
okay.
Per usual, awesome stuff. Thanks for bringing up those free agents. That's going to give Packer fandom a lot to think about. But I think you got a great list here, and it's going to be interesting because it is March now, which means this is the unofficial start of the NFL offseason. This is going to be a lot of fun.
It should be. For more fun than Packer fans have had in a while.
Absolutely. All right, Mark, enjoy the rest of your
Take
weekend.
Care.
All right.
Thank you, too. Take care.
Per usual, that was Mark Eckel, BobbyGetFootball.com, bringing some terrific stuff here. And also, you know, educating me a little bit. I had a follower on Twitter last couple weeks ask me, you know, what is it like working with Mark? And I said, oh, it's crazy. You know, sometimes you think you know everything, but then he's able to teach you a little lesson as well. But to recap one more time, Muhammad Wilkerson right now currently in mutual interest with the Green Bay Packers coming up. Now, keep this in mind that they cannot start until the next 2 weeks from now. So these agree to terms and you're hearing all this news, just remind yourself they cannot officially sign until the free agency period begins. But these are the top 10 that he had. He had Wilkerson, he had Landon Collins, Earl Thomas, Tyrann Mathieu, Trey Boston, the linebackers, C.J. Mosley, Jordan Hicks, Denzel Perriman from Los Angeles, Quentin Spain, and Roger Saffold. Of those 10, I would definitely look at least 4 of those. I also mentioned that as well about Tyrann Mathieu, Denzel Perriman, and Roger Saffold. Those are my guys. I'm excited for that. And then Wilkerson, yes, bring him back, put him on the cheap, and let's have some fun here because he's played with Mike Pettine before. He actually had one of his best seasons when Pettine was the defensive coordinator with the New York Jets. So we'll find that out here. But like I said, I promised you here on Pack-A-Day, there was no talk about the combine, about the numbers, about the 40-yard dash. We've already heard enough about that. We just want to get into the free agency because that's where the Packers are going to strike. Brian Gutekunst said when he was at the combine a couple days ago that they were going to be aggressive with this, but they were going to be smart. So we'll find out what happens. I'm excited. Like I said, and I just put this out on PackersTalk.com, it's a new beginning in Green Bay, and we just have Aaron Rodgers at the helm. That's the thing. We have a 39-year-old head coach. We got top-ranked linebackers coaches coming in. We got Jerry Montgomery coming back. I could go on for days with this, but the fact is that's it for our Pack-A-Day podcast. You can find this on Buzzsprout. You can find this on iTunes. We're all over the place. You can tweet us at Pack-A-Day Podcast. You can find me at Jake Turner Sport. You can find Mark Eckel at MarkEckel08. And please, we always welcome great debate and conversation. And we thank you so much to the Packer fandom for continuously listening to our podcast because we have a lot of fun. If you have missed this, though, I'm going to tell you this. If you missed Andy Herman's interview with NBC 26's Kelly Price and also Lily Zhao, I highly recommend you go find that right now because he knocks it out of the park with those two. Great interviews, great insight, and a lot of fun. But until next time, this is Jake Turner and Mark Echols signing off, and the three greatest words in the Green Bay Dictionary is Go Pack Go. Have yourself a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon here on the Pack-A-Day Podcast, 24/7, 365 days a year of the Green Bay Packers.
To Wild.
Oh, yes! And taken by Jackson in the end zone for a touchdown!
Geronimo
and was
grabbed
by Geronimo Allison! Josh Jackson, the rookie, recovers in the end zone in a Lambeau leap to the north end zone stands. The Packers have a 6-0 lead.
Beathard on third down and three in the shotgun. Packers showing a blitz, and here they come. Beathard looking, hit as he throws it, deep down the right sideline, and intercepted on the play. Spectacular interception by Kevin King at the 9-yard line of Green Bay. Snap to Rodgers, looking right. Throws the right side, St. Brown makes the tackle.
Nice reach.
Oh, he reached back to gather it in, using all 6'5 of his frame. Tumbled out of bounds, inside the 30 of the 28-yard line. Hunter Bradley the snap, J.K. Scott down on one knee, arm extended. Here it is, placement made, kick is up. It is good!
Yes!
Mason Crosby delivers the dagger! 1 week after his worst day ever, he delivers the dagger tonight! Third and five, 13-yard line of Atlanta. Snap, Ryan looks right, throws right
there
side.
And goes. Intercepted to the house, Bashaun Breeland. Touchdown, Green Bay Packers.
19-yard interception return, and it's 16-7 Packers. Rodgers looks it over, takes the snap, blitz on, they pick it up, lost
it right
side.
They got him.
Single back offense behind Aaron Rodgers, who ducks in under center. From the 29 of Green Bay, and here's the handoff up the middle. Big hole, straight ahead. It is Aaron Jones off to the races, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, down the left sidelines, and he's out of bounds. Inside the 10 of the 5-yard line of Miami. Aaron Jones with a burst, 67 yards. Third and six, trailing 30-23, 2 minutes straight up to go in the game. San Francisco showing a blitz through the A-gap, and here they come. Rodgers looking, throws left side of the end zone.
Yes!
Touchdown!
Yes!
Devontae Adams, left corner in the end zone from Aaron Rodgers. 16-yard touchdown pass. The Packers an extra point away from getting this game tied.